the Bro Radio Newsroom. I'm Austin Sparks. Weeks of scorching dry weather in parts of the UK may be coming to an end. Forecasters say a week of changeable cooler weather is on the way, which could ease pressures on firefighters who've been battling raging wildfires. Yesterday, crews in South Wales responded to 14 wildfire incidents with military personnel drafted in to help. Finn Monaghan is the chief fire officer there. South Wales police say two 15-year-olds and one 13-year-old have been arrested and released under investigation following a deliberate fire that was set at the rear of Treherbert railway station on Sunday.
What we are experiencing here is extreme weather. The conditions are just right for wildfire, sadly, and we're relying on assistance from elsewhere to help us bolster our activity.
Public Health Wales has expanded its response to the ongoing hepatitis A outbreak in Barry by offering free vaccinations to children aged 1 to 5, who either live in the town or attend a local childcare or education setting. The move follows recent guidance issued to parents of primary school pupils in Barry, after health officials confirmed a small cluster of hepatitis A cases across three households in May. All cases involve the same strain, suggesting the virus may have been spreading locally. Children are eligible if they either live in Barry or attend a school, nursery, childminder, playgroup or other childcare setting in Barry. Barry Councillor Ian Johnson has called upon local churches and chapels to help update a nationwide heritage project documenting Wales's non-conformist heritage. He met with the project staff at National Eye Stedford, where he shared information on Barry's historic places of worship. In sport, whilst Barry and Lantwick rugby clubs cancelled their pre-season fixtures at the weekend, the town's local football games went ahead. Barry Town United continued their unbeaten run thanks to an 80th-minute winner from Dan Smith against Cardiff Met, guiding them to second in the Cymru Premier. Meanwhile, Lantwick Major are the only team in the Cymru Premier to not secure a point in the opening three games of the season, after a 1-0 home loss to Baglan Dragons. Elsewhere, Barry Athletics secured two final spots in the Glamorgan County Bowls Association Championship. Nicola Clark Squires is set to compete in the forward final and triples final alongside Jude Howell and Carmen Brooks.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And on today's show, we're going to be bringing you action from around the Vale with the football season started. We're also going to take a look back at the European Championships with athletics. We're going to have bring you some news there from rugby and bowls. We're going to see how the cricket has been going on across the Vale. And we're going to dip into the ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in pre-season. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And on Saturday, Barrytown United took on Cardiff Met at Jenner Park in the Cymru Premier. And this was a 12:30 kickoff, and it was also the first Cymru Premier game to be broadcast on BBC iPlayer. And the excitement started early with the Family Fun Day. But turning to matters on the pitch, Barry and Cardiff Met were both unbeaten going into this game. And it was a cagey first half that ended 0-0. The game looked like it was going to end goalless, but in the 80th minute, Barry were awarded a penalty. Up stepped Jack Shaw, who saw his effort saved. The rebound was nodded in by Daniel Smith, and it was 1-0 to the town. And that was enough to seal all 3 points. So Barry remain unbeaten in the Cymru Premier and they are second in the league on goal difference. Up next, they've got an away trip on Friday to Holywell Town before returning back to Jenner Park on the 28th to host Airbus. And Barry Town United ladies were also in pre-season action at Carmarthen Town with a double header here with both senior team and the under-19s playing. And these were competitive matches that both teams needed desperately as they build up to the start of their league campaign. But up next at Bow Radio, we're going to be bringing you the results from around the Cymru South and selected results from around the Vale.
Bro Radio.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
Bob blwyddyn, mae miloedd o oedolion yn dysgu gyda Choleg Caerdydd ar Fro. Cynigion amrywiaeth enfawr o gyrsiau I ddatblygu'ch sgiliau, I fynd â'ch gyrfa i'r lefel nesaf neu newid cyfeiriad. Cynhelir cyrsiau ar safleoedd ar draws Caerdydd ar Fro a chydachyllid ar gael gallwch chi ddysgu am ddim. Ewch I cavc.ac.uk/cy/coursesforadults am ragor o fanylion ac I wneud cais heddiw.
A cup of tea, a friendly chat, a helping hand when it's needed most. That's what Churchfield's Home Care is all about. We provide professional home care, companionship, dementia support and personal care across the Vale of Glamorgan. And now we're looking for new, caring people to join our growing team. If you're seeking a new, rewarding career, apply today at churchfieldshomecare.co.uk. Churchfield's Home Care, because the little things make the biggest difference.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Fancy getting involved with Bro Radio?
Tap Academy at broradio.fm to find out more.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing, I buy. The house I live in, I buy. The car I'm driving.
What I want, if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
the clothes I'm wearing, I buy the rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing,
I live in.
these people love, angel style.
Child of destiny.
Your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major, they lost 1-0 at home to Bagland Dragons, and that's three in a row now. Tobias Jones's 43rd minute goal was all that was needed here. The result leaves Llantwit Major rooted to the bottom of the Cymru South, hoping to turn their fortunes around with a result in the next game against Aberystwyth. And Caerphilly also in Cymru South action, and they were away to Tree Thomas Bluebirds, winning that 4-2. Tom Parker put the away side in front, only for Oshan Rees and Jonathan Wood to respond. And then Parker with his and Caerphilly's second goal before half time had the scores level. Liam Bishop put Caerphilly ahead once again before Parker completed his hat trick. And that result leaves Caerphilly in sixth in the league. And next, they are at home to Pure Swansea. And Dinas Powys' game against Cardiff Bay Warriors, that was postponed. And they're in action on the weekend. And they're at home against Llangwynnir. And moving over to Cardiff Airport. So they beat Penydarren Seniors 2-1. Ty Gergan scored first. And Cardiff Airport were trailing going into the second half. Oliver Amos with the equaliser, and then Pendarren's Riley Morgan saw red, and Cardiff Airport capitalised, and Alfie Tipples put Airport into the lead. But there was still time for Pendarren's Charlie Sears to see red before the match ended. And that result leaves Cardiff Airport fourth in the league, and next they're at home to Cymwelfe. And Ely Rangers, they drew 3-3 with Avonlido. Richard Greaves was cancelled out by Lewis Boxall before Alex Long restored Ely Rangers' lead from the penalty spot, and that was all inside the first 10 minutes. Then Matthew Benon equalised on the stroke of half time. Nick Hill put Rangers up once again, and it looked like they were on for 3 points until Boxall scored with the clock in red for his share of the points. And that result leaves Ely Rangers sixth in the league, and next they're away to Pontyclun. And Barry Athletic, they were away to Betis, and there was 3 goals for Athletic in the first half, and they came from Morgan Stewart Hawkins, TJ Catton and Theo Sava. And then substitute Ashton Fichette made it 4 before Darren Barnard with a consolation goal. And that result leaves Barry Athletic 5th in the league, and next they're away to Abertillery Bluebirds. And FC Barry, they took on Halton Road, winning 4-2. Casey Thompson with the first 2 goals, putting FC Barry 2-0 up at half time. And then Finlay Saf pulled one back before Tyler Jenkinson restored the 2-goal lead. Cole Lambeth with another goal for the away side, but then Darren Townsend with a goal in the 90th minute gave the home team the win. And that result leaves FC Barry 5th in the table, and next they're at home to Island Marine Development Team. And also on Sunday, you might have seen it was quite busy in Cardiff. And that was because Arsenal were taking on Manchester City in the Community Shield. And that's sort of the final pre-season before the English Premier League starts. And that was won 3-0 by Arsenal. Calafiore, Havertz and Odegaard were on the score sheet there after leading Manchester City 2-0 at halftime. And I know there's a lot of English Premier League fans around the Vale as well. But up next here at Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music artists, and this is The Little Haven, The Wait. And The Little Haven is a four-piece indie rock band who have been referred to as indie surf shoegaze. The band formed from three lads playing ice hockey and bonding over the love of music and ice hockey. The Wait was the second song they'd recorded, and they say it's probably the best reflection of the sound and feel, recorded at Kings Road Studio Cardiff as part of the Little Gigs Giving Opportunities to Record. The Wait by The Little Haven. And we're going to turn our attention to cricket. from around the Vale to see how your selected Vale teams have been getting on. And we're going to start with the Vale Cricket Club, and their results on the weekend were the first 11, they beat Brecon's first 11 by 61 runs. Their second 11 beat Abercorn's first 11 by 10 wickets. Their third 11, they lost to Chepstow's third 11 by 154 runs. And their fourth 11, they lost to Upper Rhondda's second 11 by 48 runs. And for the weekend coming up for the Vale Cricket Club, their first 11, they're at home to Blina's first 11, and that's going to be at Corntown. The second 11 away to Newport Fugitive's second 11. The third 11 away to Croesiliog's third 11. And the fourth 11 are at home to Shalom's first 11, and that's at Wick Village Green. And now we move ourselves over to Bally Athletic. So their results, that the first 11, they lost to Monkswood's first 11 by 6 wickets. And the second 11 lost to South Wales Sri Lankan first 11 by 7 wickets. And on the weekend coming, they've got to look forward to their first 11 at home to Dinas Powys' first 11. And the second 11 are away to Undy and Mega. And now we move our way further across the Vale to Penarth to see how they were getting on. So, Penarth's first 11 lost to Newport's first 11 by 252 runs. The second 11 lost to Craigers' first 11 by 8 wickets. And the third 11 lost to Monmouth's first 11 by 165 runs. The fourth 11 lost to Landers' first 11 by 196 runs. But the fifth 11, they beat Abercorn's second 11 by 6 wickets. And coming up for Penarth, their first 11 are at home to Bridgend Town's first 11. Their second 11 are away to Miskin Manor's second 11. Their third 11 are away to Penteg's second 11. And their fourth 11 are at home to Cardiff's fourth 11. And their fifth 11 are away to Crumlin's second 11. So that keeps you up to date with what's been going on with the cricket around the Vale. And I must admit, we've still got all this nice weather. Although I do think there was a couple of sprinkles of rain overnight into this Monday. And it may be great for the cricket, making sure that all the games still go ahead and being absolutely fantastic, I'd imagine, as a spectator event. You can sit out there and enjoy all the sport being played. But it is having impacts on other sports around the Vale. And two senior rugby clubs in the Vale have been forced to cancel their planned pre-season fixtures this weekend, with both Barry RFC and Llantwit Major RFC citing increasingly hard playing surfaces after weeks of dry weather. So Barry RFC confirmed that their scheduled home match against Bramara had been cancelled at the Reservoir Field, as the pitch was deemed too hard to allow safe full contact rugby. And the club said the decision was made following an assessment on the surface, which has been affected by the prolonged spell without rain. And the head coach, Mike Morgan, said, "It is frustrating, but we just can't do any full contact at present." But Barry did manage a controlled training game at Llanishan earlier this week. And the club is due to travel to Nanvellin on Saturday the 22nd of August, and that's for another pre-season outing, although Morgan does plan to speak to his opposite number over the weekend to assess whether the conditions there will allow the fixture to go ahead. But Barry have also been drawn away to Pill Harriers in the first round of the Admiral National League Division 2 Cup on the 3rd of October. And Llantwit Major, they've announced similar decision on their games as well, confirming that their friendly against Pencoed had been cancelled. And in a statement, the club said that both teams had made the sensible decision in the interest of player welfare and to ensure the safety of all participants. And the cancellation of these pre-season friendlies just highlights the growing impact that the dry summer conditions have on grassroots sport, with several clubs across South Wales increasingly reporting firm pitches as pre-season preparations continue. And I was talking to a few people from some rugby clubs, and they said that the pitches at the moment, they're like concrete, which is why you can imagine they don't want any full contact, because they don't want anyone to be injured. It certainly does I think we're all enjoying the lovely weather, but I do think for some of our sports, a touch of rain is what's needed right now. And we're not used to sort of games being called off due to that side of it. We're normally used to waterlogged pitches and things like that. But it's pre-season's really important as well, because it is where you find out where your players are at, fitness levels, what you can expect for the season. So it is going to be difficult for not just Barry and Lanthwaite, but for all teams who are going to have a bit of a punctuated pre-season, just to get themselves going. As when the season does start, it's going to be kind of be interesting to see how many where the teams are, because they've not had a huge amount of full contact time, but I guess they can still do controlled sessions where they're practicing hand skills and running drills. But I think I speak to everyone. I think it'd be nice to have just a little bit of rain, just to keep us going a bit now. Although, yes, we all do love the warm weather. But we've still got here at Bow Radio, we're still going to have a little look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in pre-season action. We're going to take a look back at the European Championships and how Team GB got on. And there's a story from the bowling world here to come at Bow Radio.
Bow Radio.
It's back for 2026. And this year, Barry Town Council's Family Fun Day has a fantasy theme. It's all happening at King Square in Central Park between 11 and 4 on Thursday, August the 27th. We'll have dragons and archery and falconry displays. Add to that, Vikings and knights, workshops, gaming and market traders, and it's one fantastical family day out for all ages. Oh, and it's completely free. Don't miss our fantasy-themed Family Fun Day on August the 27th. Get details at barrytowncouncil.gov.uk.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Whatever the weather, we're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylltid Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai chi'n ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylltid Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar heol yr orsaf.
Without a cent, he can grow up to be president. just wanna have some fun. Got the queen of soul created rock and roll. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Americanos, blue jeans and chinos, complexion.
Is your Monday Night Sport with me, Mike Fowler, and we're going to have a look now at what's been going on in the European Championships, as we seem to have wall-to-wall athletics this summer, which has been absolutely brilliant. But after the Commonwealth Games only recently finished, the competitors from Great Britain and Northern Ireland came back together as one to compete under the one flag now. And in the very last competition race in the European Championships, which was the men's 4x400 meters, Italy beat Great Britain by 0.03 of a second, so very fine margins. But that had massive implications for the medal table, and that left Italy in first place with 10 golds to Great Britain's 9. So if that result was turned round the other way, then Great Britain and Northern Ireland would have topped the European medals table. But Great Britain still remain one of the most successful nations in the 92-year history of the Games. But it was all on the final day with the events that were going on. In fact, outside chance, if some of the results had gone the way of Germany, they could have leapfrogged both Great Britain and Italy to top in the medal table. But I think 19 medals in total for Great Britain, 9 gold, as we said, 8 silver and 2 bronze. And that was to Italy's 10 gold, 6 silver and 6 bronze. So really good achievement. And it just shows in athletics, it's such a fine margin, 0.03 of a second, from not only the men's 4x4 winning gold, but Great Britain and Northern Ireland topping the European Championship table. And let's see where all these medals went. So the women's 100 metres went to Amy Hunt, and another gold for the women's 4x100 metres. Then the men's 100 metres was Rommel Glave, and then the men's 4x100 metres was also won by Great Britain. So Glave and Amy Hunt both have won 2 golds themselves right there already out of the medal. So fantastic. But Amy Hunt wasn't done there. She also won individual 200 meter gold, and she won gold in the 4x100 meter mixed relay, and that was alongside Dinasha Smith, and Zanel Hughes were in there as well. And the men's 400 meters was won by Matthew Hudson Smith. So absolutely fantastic in the sprinting events there for Great Britain with all the these European champions. But they were also winning over slightly longer distances, as Georgia Hunter-Bell, she won the 1500 metres. Along with the women's marathon team event, and they, that was Abby Donnelly, Natasha Wilson and Rose Harvey. They won team gold in the marathon event. But we did also have, say, 8 silver medals, and as we know, the men's 4x400 meter relay came in second by 0.03 of a second, but also it was silver for the women's 4x400 meter relay, and the mixed 4x400 meter relay came in second as well, and there was also silver in the men's 100 meters, so it was a 1-2 in the men's 100 meters. The women's 400 meter hurdles was also a silver, and then Keely Hutchinson, she had silver in the women's 800 meters. That was a cracking final event as well. And the men's 200 meters also saw silver. So as I said, really dominating the sprinting events. And then there was two bronze medals, and Dina Asher-Smith in the women's 200 meters and Abby Donnelly in the women's marathon. Fantastic effort to all them there in the European championships. Wonder, put their feet up, but they've got their own calendar set, so they know exactly what events they've got coming up next. But we're also going to take a look now into the ice hockey, and we're going to see what's been going on with the Cardiff Devils. So they've played two of their pre-season games, and they've played against Odense Bulldogs twice there, and the first one was on Saturday and then on Sunday. So on Saturday they beat them 8-5. The Bulldogs did open the scoring just 4 minutes into the game when a shot from point was redirected by Christian Jensen to beat Ben Bones. But the Devils were back in it almost immediately when a lovely pass by Riley Brandt found Brandon Estes, who equalised against his former team. And then Ryan Barrow gave Devils the lead halfway through the period before being pegged back again as Odense equalised through Jensen again. But that wasn't the end of the goals, though, as the moments before the buzzer, Riley Brandt tipped a Nick Walsh shot into the net to give the Devils lead at the end of the first period. And then the Devils started the second period quickly with Joey Martin giving them a 2-goal lead, followed by his first preseason goal for playoff hero Nolan Yameko, and Maxime Trapunier then scored to cut the Devils lead again with a quick backhand finish as tempers began to flare. Tom Caron scored his first goal as a Devil, and Riley Brandt bagged his second before Odense once again kept themselves within touching distance as Radim Pitek beat Ben Bounds to leave the score at 7-4 at the end of the period. The third period was quieter on the goal front but filled with incident as the two teams saw multiple players ejected from the game and tempers spilled over on three occasions, including Riley Brandt, Evan Mosey and Ross McDonald and Martin Larsson, all escorted to the locker room. Amidst all the fights, Odense did score through Mathias Morgans to put the Bulldogs within two, but Joey Martin iced the game with a lovely finish to give him his second of the night and the Devils at eighth. And then the Devils saw out the final few minutes of the game and celebrated with their first win of the pre-season at home. Then on Sunday they took on the same opponents and they competed their opening weekend with another win against the Bulldogs as they ran out 4-1 winners on Sunday. They took the lead just after 5 minutes as Mark Mosley beat Frederick Sugard with a quick wrist shot to the top corner of the net. As the game settled into the rhythm, the Devils drew a penalty through Jimmy Olinghi and headed into the power play, but gave up a number of opportunities while on the man advantage, were unable to establish themselves in the zone. Eventually the pressure told as Odense scored through a shorthand equaliser through Marcus Jensen, who beat Ben Bounds on a breakaway with a smart finish. As was the case yesterday, it didn't take long for the Devils to re-establish their lead as Joey Martin scored his third of the weekend just 20 seconds later after a great feed from Christoph Kontos. The second period was much quieter as both teams tried to establish themselves initially before both periods of possession but couldn't make it count, and that was until the Devils broke out with the odd man rush and Brandon Est's excellent slotted in his second of the weekend and Devils third of the night. Things continued in the same form after the break as both teams prepared for a final sprint, but the Devils saw the Bulldogs' pressure to take the game to the final minutes with a two-goal lead. Odensi pulled their netminder as they chased a second goal, but Panu Micho scored with his first as the Devils into an empty net. In a lovely moment at the end of the game, netminder Harry Thomas got time in goal, and he was met with a thunderous applause from fans as he registered for his first game with the Devils. All in all, the Devils iced five Cardiff-born players on a feel-good night for Welsh hockey. And that's the two games that they've had in pre-season, but they've still got more to go. And on Saturday the 22nd, they take on Angers. And then Saturday the 29th, they take on Sheffield Steelers. And then they take on the Steelers again on the Sunday, and that's away. And then the Nottingham Panthers on the September the 5th and the 6th before they start their Challenge Cup action. So it's all go with the ice hockey and the Cardiff Devils. And up next here at Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you a story from the Bulls.
This town is cold enough, I think it's sick of us. It's time to make a move, I'm shaking off the rust. I've got my heart set on anywhere but here. I'm staring down my shelf, counting up the years. Steady.
Stand down, stop. can't be. Oh, do you see what I see?
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And there were mixed fortunes for Barry Athletic in the Glamorgan County Bowls Association Championship semi-final at Kevick Hill and Pyle, with members securing two final spots but missing out on two. So Nicola Clark Squires will be competing in both finals, having clinched a narrow 21-19 victory over Gwen Lewis from Penellan in the forward semi-final, and then teaming up with Jude Howell and Carmen Brooks to beat Whitchurch 22-11 in the triples. Opponents from Penellan will be faced in both finals. But Athletics Rink went down 16-13 to Penellan, and the Super 60s double triples beaten 33-27 by Rubina. The finals will be held in Kevick Hill and Pyle and will be played on August the 28th. And just 4 days before that, though, Jude Howells will be in action for Glamorgan County over 55s when they take on South Wales and Monmouthshire in the final of the Save Gear Cup. And that's the National Ladies County Championships at Llandrydnob Wells, where Glamorgan have won three games on their way to the final. There was disappointment for Barry Athletic in the national finals at Llandrydnob Wells. The senior four rinks of Peter Rogers, Dean Collins, Scott Howell and Dave Townsend beat Lampeter in the last 16, but they were well beaten by Penellan in the quarter final. In the mixed singles, Mark Ellis, making his national finals debut, went down 21-18 to Porthcawl's Shane Hill. And Ellis did stage a brave fight back after trailing 18-11, but that wasn't quite enough. And then also on Sunday, Barry Athletic staged the Mary Thomas Memorial Trophy Ladies Triples, and the teams from Millwood, so Christine Pullin, Shan Neal and Anne Warren, beat the hosts Kerry Alsip, Leanna Mullins and Jude Howell 7-6 in the final, and that's clinching victory with two shots on the last end. And 12 teams took part, 5 from the host club, 5 from Penarth, Windsor and 2 from Millwood. Each team played 4 games, with 4 teams recording 3 wins and the finalists securing their place on shot difference. And that competition was staged for the second year after the Rose Bowl was rediscovered in a trophy cabinet a year ago by Mary Thomas's daughter Jill, who presented it to the winning team. But is there a story, the sports team, sports club or sports story you think I should be talking about here at Pro Radio? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me here at sport@proradio.fm. So that's sport@proradio.fm, and you can tell me about the fantastic sports team or volunteer, or why you think the people of the Vale need to know all about this sport that you're playing. Better still, I could even invite you along to Pro Radio headquarters and you can talk to me about the sport, the team, the club, and why you find it so fantastic and why you think the people of the Vale would also find this sport absolutely fantastic and should know all about. But up next here at Pro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
Pro Radio. Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421212 and our caring team will help you.
If your home is looking tired and in need of renovation, or you're running out of space and could benefit from a loft conversion or extension, call Marshall Development Group and let us get to work. Our high-quality, professional construction services are built on 27 years of industry experience. Marshall Development Group covers the entirety of the Vale and beyond, with all projects backed by our workmanship guarantee. For a free quote, see marshalldevelopmentltd.co.uk.
2012 flooring, we come to you. And now we've got a showroom in Barry and it's new.
Wonder if they do a free measuring service.
Yes, we do.
And uplift and remove old flooring and move furniture.
We sure do.
So, where are you?
A Barry Enterprise Park Unit 2. Just off Cardiff Road in Surly View.
Lucky that rhymed.
We're 2012 flooring, for fittings what we do. visit our new showroom or we'll come to you.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The laundry rooms, Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.